Eastern floods recede, leaving oceans of mud and 27 dead. O.J. Simpson to offer first sworn account of Bretwood murders. Republicans again threaten federal default over budget split. Good Monday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. On the heels of the blizzard of 96, much of the East is just starting to recover from the floods of 96. In Wheeling, West Virginia, Mayor Jack Lippert praised the spirit of his neighbors.
We're a real resilient community. Our folks, a lot of them stayed, actually moved upstairs to second floors and are moving back down. People are cleaning up with hoses, mops, brushes, everything they have to push the water ahead of them to move it out.
At least 27 people have died in the region because of high water, and dozens are still missing. Federal disaster officials today inspect the extensive damage in Pennsylvania. In Harrisburg, James Rittiger runs a Red Cross shelter.
There are a lot of people who cannot get back into their homes because the streets are still flooded out. We have people who are going to, or they're living on the hope of trying to get back into their homes today, depending on if the water recedes enough. But for the most part, everybody seems to be in good spirits, considering that they're in a foreign place with a bunch of foreign people trying to make the best of the situation.
Politicians are also trading barbs. Pennsylvania's Republican Governor Tom Ridge and the White House duking it out over the Pennsylvania disaster. Ridge upset with the Clinton administration for finding only 6 of 58 counties eligible for disaster aid.
I think they ought to get off their bureaucratic behinds and come up and see the pains on the faces of the people who've lost their farms, lost their houses, lost their trailers, lost their businesses. Then you'd understand what real personal and economic pain and anguish is all about.
This is James Hattori in Harrisburg. The president may have declared Pennsylvania a disaster area, but Ridge, after touring his flood-ravaged state, says the federal response is inadequate.
We've got people dead and missing. We've got families walking around in shelters with only the clothes on their backs. We have roads underwater and ice in 57 counties.
Across Pennsylvania, thousands were forced from their homes by the floodwaters, and emergency shelters residents had to bide their time.
I'm taking it a day at a time. I know I'll get back in my apartment. I don't know exactly when.
In Harrisburg, the Susquehanna River crested at 24 feet Sunday and washed away part of the city's historic Walnut Street Bridge. Thousands of city residents were left without water when the local treatment plant was inundated. Many relied on emergency supplies that were trucked in. While the floodwaters are receding, the dangers are not. A four-alarm fire in Harrisburg this morning destroyed 5 homes and damaged several more. Firefighters were hampered by the ice and cold. James Hattori, CBS News, Harrisburg.
Nearly 1 million gallons of heating oil have spilled from that crippled barge off the Rhode Island coast, coating 11,000 lobsters and dozens of birds. The Coast Guard says rough seas this morning are hampering efforts to contain the 12-mile oil slick. Veterinarian Christopher Hannafin has been trying to save wildlife, but with little success.
Approximately 50 birds had died that they have at least knowledge of, and that they have treated upwards of 100. And we are expecting those numbers to probably double or triple by the end of the whole situation.
Environmentalist Frederick Massey of Save the Bay wants answers.
We don't know exactly how bad the damage is. All we have is the indications of the dead lobsters on the shore, but that does indicate that the problem goes well beyond just the surface of the water.
Fishing is banned in a 105-square-mile area. O.J. Simpson today begins several days of sworn testimony about the deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. David Dow reports.
O.J. Simpson is expected to begin giving a deposition this morning that will represent his first account under oath of events surrounding the murders of his ex-wife and Ronald Goldman. Simpson has been acquitted of the murders, but his deposition could be a valuable tool to attorneys for families of the murder victims as they press their civil wrongful death case against him, a case set for trial April 2nd. CBS News legal consultant Erwin Chemerinsky.
This freezes his story. Any changes from what he says at the deposition at trial can be used to undermine his credibility and could even be decisive in the jury ruling against him.
Questioning is expected to take several days. Attorneys for the plaintiffs will also be seeking inconsistencies between the deposition and Simpson's account to police the day after the murders and in a video to be released next month. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Russian President Boris Yeltsin says he will likely seek a second term in the June presidential election. He plans an announcement next month. Washington remains without a budget, and as Cheryl Atkinson reports, the partisan temperature is rising.
Congress returns from break this week, but the politicians are still mired in the ongoing budget stalemate. And with the government needing an increase in the debt ceiling so it can pay its loans, House Majority Leader Dick Armey played political hardball, saying the White House will get a hike in the debt ceiling, but with Republican conditions included.
They will get one, but they will not get one that is said clean. There will be something substantial that will be attached to it.
Something like a pet Republican proposal to eliminate the Commerce Department. Something Chief of Staff Leon Panetta says President Clinton will reject.
What the Republicans are essentially saying is, we are going to hold this country hostage. Once again, we're going to try to see if we can get part of our agenda adopted here, or else we're willing to put this country into default.
The president has been working on his State of the Union address. White House officials say, despite the stalemate, his message will be upbeat, and he'll stress the need for the nation to pull together as a community, hoping it will be easier for the nation than it has been for the politicians. Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News, the White House.
Thousands of abortion opponents are gathered in Washington for their annual demonstration against the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade ruling 23 years ago today that made most abortions legal. Wanda Franz is president of the National Right to Life Committee.
We are going to be working for many years to change the hearts and minds of Americans and to persuade them that when you have a fundamental wrong, you cannot have laws in the country that protect a fundamental wrong.
Kate Michaelman of the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League takes the opposite view.
Women's reproductive liberty, their reproductive health, is not safe in this country. And in fact, after the assault in this past Congress, many women who are under the control of the federal government have lost their support of access to abortion.
Prayer vigils were held across the country yesterday to mark the anniversary, including one at Georgetown University that featured Norma McCorvey, the Jane Roe of the Roe v. Wade case. NASA scientists today released data gathered last month by a probe that entered Jupiter's atmosphere after being released by the spacecraft Galileo. Some experts think the data would provide clues about our solar system's beginning. The data release was delayed for about a month because of the federal government shutdown, but researchers say that's given them more time for analysis. The best dramatic movie in Hollywood's Golden Globe Awards went to Sense and Sensibility, adapted by Emma Thompson from Jane Austen's novel. The prizes, chosen by the Foreign Press, also went to Mel Gibson for directing Braveheart.
My wife deserves a mention. Otherwise, I'll have a Golden Globe mark on my head.
John Travolta won for the comedy Get Shorty.
I don't know exactly what I've done to deserve the goodwill that I feel that the public and the press and the industry has given to me recently, but I truly do appreciate it.
And Sharon Stone was Best Dramatic Actress for Casino.
It's a miracle.
Nicolas Cage won Best Actor for Leaving Las Vegas. Audio courtesy Dick Clark Productions. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead 11.92. It's 10 past the hour.